Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Good morning, folks. Another day closer to Christmas. 12/22, that anxiety, nervousness is mounting if you haven't gotten or purchased your gifts yet. So get out and do it. But be careful. Kids running around all over the place. I just always like to make that constant reminder. No need going 10 miles over the speed limit. You're not going to get there much quicker at all. And you put yourself at risk of something happening. Want to send out congratulations to Tulane University, all the Tulane fans. I know it was not a pretty game, but folks, y'all had a great season, a wonderful season. And I just love the way that they stayed in the game the entire time. They were trying hard each and every play. They just got overwhelmed, and a lot of the things that they needed to happen did not happen, but that's okay. You made it to the playoffs. There's a lot of teams that have never been there, never been able to do it, never will reach that accomplishment, but the Tulane Green Wave did this year, and we are very, very proud of you. Seems like there was a great weekend in the quarter, very crowded, just getting a bunch of results from people I know there, always kind of feeling out how things are going, what are reservations looking like, who's in town, who's not. Sugar Bowl is going to be a rock and roll time, right? Georgia, Ole Miss, they both travel well. There's a little bit of a rivalry going on there, so we hope that they bring it to the Crescent City and leave a few dollars behind, but it looks like it's shaping up to be quite the game, and we're looking forward to that as well. And congratulations to the Saints. They had a great game yesterday. It was really fun to watch. A lot of action, a lot of good things happening, and we'll get a chance to talk to Jeff Nowak at 11:30, WWL Saints sideline reporter and digital content producer, about that game. And two more left, no more home games. They play the Titans in Tennessee. They're bad. And then they go play the Atlanta Falcons, and they're not much better. In the 12 o'clock hour, we'll visit with Guy Williams, president of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. We'll talk about the Venezuelan situation. We'll talk about Germans and a bad China deal. Ford puts e-truck in reverse. And are Canadians really nice? And how charitable are they compared to the U.S.? At 11:10, we'll visit with Craig Jackamon. I'm my friend over there, the owner of Craig's Electrical and Generator Service, always getting a lot of questions on the text line about generators, this, that, or otherwise. So we thought this might be a good opportunity, folks, maybe at home on vacation, driving around shopping, get a chance to listen to Craig. And we'll 260-1870, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. You can text in those questions, and we'll try to get them all answered. David Beyer, Immigration Studies at the Cato. We're going to talk about this broadened U.S. travel ban that's including nationals from a bunch of different countries, and then two more Caribbean countries were added over the weekend, and whether or not the president even has the authority to do this, we'll talk about that and more. So there was a lot going on as it relates to the administration, the Cantrell administration, some new news coming out of there. Seems as though there's going to be a policy change in the NOPD. Those officers, men and women who are involved in egregious criminal acts, that they are going to put them on some type of suspension without pay pending the outcome of the charges. And it seems as though a lot of these investigations take quite a lengthy period of time. But these folks have been, for the most part, assigned to administrative duties. And the chief, Kirkpatrick, says this whole situation where the enforcers of the law are the violators of the law as well is hypocritical, and we need to figure something out. I know that's been a subject of many conversations that I've had with Raphael Goyeneche and others, and Skip Gallagher, Dr. Skip Gallagher at UNO, about the length of period of time that these investigations are taken. And the two officers that were recently terminated, one, for, if you can believe this or not, was accused of distributing cocaine. That one seems to be pretty cut and dry, right? And the second was being paid for details that he did not work. Sound familiar? Well, there's a whole host of investigations going on right now for ghosting. You can't be two places at one time, drawing on two incomes at one time. You have a duty to each one of those individuals to be able to show up and work through the entire time that you're supposed to be there, but doesn't always seem to work out that way. And seems to be a lot of different considerations and excuses and things of that nature. Doesn't any of it make a whole lot of sense to me? But it's good to see that maybe now, and hopefully this is something that's coming out of maybe conversations with the incoming mayor, saying, hey, we got to change this. This is not a good look. In fact, this is a horrible look. In fact, when you look at what we talked about with Skip Gallagher the other day, one of the officers that's accused in the most recent set of circumstances relative to payroll fraud was already under investigation or had been under investigation for a 3-year period of time of doing some of the same things. And the manner in which that investigation was conducted and what ultimately happened, literally nothing, doesn't take long to figure out and understand that, you know, no consequences. Why change? Nobody feels very strongly about it for whatever reason, but I think we should, right? And maybe once you have some folks that begin to fall by the wayside, others will wake up, read the room, and understand that you can't intentionally do something wrong. On the finance front with the city of New Orleans, things are always changing, and it's never any big surprise there. Fitch Ratings now downgraded. They followed the footsteps of Moody's, who took a similar action in October. Nothing to get too terribly upset about. They now rate an A-, but, you know, it's not moving in a positive direction. So of all publications, I've kind of been waiting on this story. You heard me do a monologue about a week or so, maybe a week and a half or so ago, about one of the reasons that the strategy deployed by Border Patrol and ICE right now is because the manner in which people came to this country and in the numbers that they came to this country. And in the way that the Biden administration managed as people were crossing the borders in between the ports of entry by the millions. So it's required them to go about utilizing these sweeps in a lot more proactive and sometimes aggressive way because they don't know anything about who they are dealing with because they never got any documents or anything else on those. And then you had the intermediate individual who they did come in contact with somebody, whether between the ports of entry, sometimes at the ports of entry, that were just waved in, got very little information. They were given court dates to show up in court. They all claimed asylum. They all claimed that they were in fear of violence and crime and all of that, but those are not really grounds for asylum. They never have been, and I'm not so sure they ever will be, because I think Americans in some of the cities here in this country, they would be looking for asylum too. Where else in the United States can you move me to, fly me to, give me a phone, give me free medical care and free education and provide all of that because I fear of being armed robbed? So the NPR writes an article about the skyrocketing number of no-shows in immigration court. Well, go figure. You know, it's amazing. Everybody's crying for due process. Due process, due process, due process, due process. You get a notice. That's the beginning of due process. And you're supposed to show up in court for due process. But we all know, wink, 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 the vast majority of these folks don't want due process because they know that they have a sham claim. They've known that all along. And I'm not trying to be mean or critical of these folks. They want to stay in a safe place to live, work, and raise their family. I get it. But they've got some of this activist group so bamboozled as though they don't know anything. They don't know how to manipulate the system. They whine about certain aspects of the system. They're whining about it because there are certain aspects now that they're starting to drill down on, and they're not able to circumvent and do the shuck and jive on the system. So they're not able to shirk and get around certain things that are going to be done. And that's where the friction is at the present time. Because when you don't show up, you are deported you receive a deportation order in absentia. And the immigration judges are doing this more and more often because they're trying to move their dockets because their dockets are not moving because people are not, they are not showing up for court. Now, some folks claim that they moved on from the address that they gave. Okay, well, whose obligation is that? You know as a citizen whose obligation that is, right? Do you think DMV is going to come looking for you if you haven't paid a ticket because the address that you had on your driver's license, you now no longer live there and they've been sending all of the notices to that address and you've moved on? Whose obligation do you think it is in that context? Civil in nature, right? Very similar to what we're dealing with immigration, right? Whose obligation? Come on. You know. No one on the text line wants to give it up? Really? It's your obligation to notify DMV that you have moved because there's not a special tracking chip with between mail pieces and you as an individual where it follows you around the country. So if you want due process, you have to engage with due process, right? And the moment in time you decide to break with due process, what happens? Come on, you know what happens. It happens all the time. It happens in churches. It happens in schools. It happens in hospitals. It happens in malls, right? And it happens in courts. I know. I work the courts. I made a lot of arrests in courts going back to the 1970s. This is nothing new. No one thought it was a violation of a due process if there was a wanted individual that was walking down the hallway of the courts. Oh my God, there's Joe the Ragman. We've been looking for Joe the Ragman. There he is. Oh, damn, we're in a court. Shit, I can't do that. I can't go put my hands on him. These damn handcuffs aren't worth the weight that I have to carry around while I'm in the courtroom, because I'm prohibited from arresting them. How terrible. And never knew that that was a violation of due process. That was a whole purpose of putting out an arrest warrant for people, right? Putting out deportation orders, putting out at-large capiuses, putting out alias capiuses, which are very similar. At-large and alias capiuses are basically a court order. They are not an arrest warrant. And we arrest citizens in this country every day utilizing that. Every day. When you break with due process, there are sanctions. So, no big surprise, according to the NPR article, more immigrants are just not showing up for their mandatory immigration court hearings, allowing government to order their immediate deportation. So what happens, too, and there's a whole lot of things. In fact, through early on in 2025, they had already deported about 50,000 people based on this in absentia deportations because of not staying in contact with the system, not, you know, showing up for their court dates. If they move from the East Coast to the West Coast, because that mail doesn't have a way of tracking you and following you and notifying the court that you don't live where you said you were living before, and you move out. And then you get these deportation orders. It's relatively simple, right? It's relatively simple. And then there's not a lot of discretion for Border Patrol and immigration when they have a court-ordered deportation that they're holding in their hands. And everyone's crying about this situation where, well, we're deporting these people, but they didn't have any criminal records. Well, yeah, that's true. That was who we were going to look for. That's what the strategy was built against, was to find those people. But that doesn't mean that if we find others where there's actually a court commanding a member of the executive branch to attach the body of an individual for a purpose, and that would be deportation, that they get to turn around, walk away, and not pay any attention to that. I was very surprised that they, mainstream media, or at least somebody, Fox or somebody, would have covered this extensively, but NPR did, really, you know, of all publications. They quote someone who's actually been on this show before, Andrew Arthur. He says, the more people who are under the final orders for removal, the more people who are going to end up in ICE custody, because the law requires that ICE take into custody everybody who's under a final order of removal, notwithstanding the administration's stated focus on the worst. So it just so happens if you come across these people that have a final order, that's what's going to happen. They're going to be arrested, and they're going to be sent out. And in the meanwhile, there's going to be other individuals that they come across that nobody had that are here under an assumed name, like this Kenner police arrest the other day. They arrested a priest accused of sexual battery against a 10-year-old. The priest's name, allegedly, was Luis Fernando Gonzalez Fernandez, 42. Kenner police said Fernandez actually went by a different name in the community and was not in the country legally. And because we allowed folks to come in between the ports of entry with little or no restrictions, little or no follow-through, little or no follow-up, these are the downstream implications that we have to address that come up all the time. Comes in under an assumed name, next thing we know, committing assaults on our children. And of course, we should be worried about the due process rights of this individual that came in and not the rights of the victim, the 10-year-old. And I haven't been able to find out one way or another. I will. What kind of priest this guy was, allegedly? He might not have even been a priest, for all we know. But we'll follow up, and we'll let you know. But it was just interesting that of all the publications, NPR is the one that steps up to the forefront and says, well, folks, this is what's happening. If you don't embrace due process, and you turn your back on it, and you walk away, you're probably going to get deported. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, folks. Recently, the Trump administration has paused immigration cases and has changed a lot of the rules relative to travel into the United States from a number of countries. And here to talk to us about it is David Beer, Director of Immigration Studies at the Cato Institute. David, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
So, David, let's first start with the authority? Who actually has the authority to issue a travel ban, a far-reaching, broad travel ban like the one the Trump administration has embarked on?
Well, the Supreme Court said during Trump's first term that the president does have authority to issue restrictions on legal immigration and travel from certain countries or by certain individuals as long as he provides a reasonable justification for doing so. They said in the first term that his justification was reasonable. In that case, it applied to six or seven countries. This time around, we're talking about 40 countries with way fewer exceptions to the ban than in the first term.
Your gut is, I'm sure this is going to get challenged, right? Is it that these particular countries will meet these conditions that are allowed to ban travel to the U.S.?
Yeah, so I mean, my gut is that that the courts will uphold the ban. The Supreme Court case, Hawaii v. Trump, that I was talking about just before, is really not great at providing some basis for saying, well, this is too far. That, you know, there's some limiting principle here, and it is exactly what we were concerned about when we at the Cato Institute wrote about the implications of this, that, you know, any president could just wake up one morning and end the legal immigration system. And that's more or less what the president is asserting the ability to do, is just ban whoever he wants for any reason. And I would say in the first term, they actually spent a lot more time providing some, you know, reasons that were very tailored to the specific country. In this ban, I mean, it's really, really light on details, and looks like they did a little bit less homework than they did in the first term. So we'll see what the courts ultimately say. But, you know, this ban is pretty different from what we saw in the first term. But unfortunately, there's not much of a limiting principle that the courts have provided.
I happened to read a series of articles over the weekend that, knowing that we were going to be talking about this, that created a little pause for me, because I was under the same, I kind of felt that this was really too broad, the way that it was handled. And there was not a lot of articulable justification for this, that I thought that there should be some loose ends tied up, and we should connect some dots. But I read a series of stories about Venezuela and the drug trade with Hezbollah in Lebanon. And it occurred to me that there may be a lot going on in the background of a lot of this, and that there could be some dots being connected. They're just not willing to connect them in the open. I don't know that that would cover all of these countries, but I just thought it was at least another consideration that's out there. And I know, and we all know, the strong connection and nexus between Cuba and Venezuela, and they're saying that Cuba is going to be in a very bad way, especially with this embargo that's going on in Venezuela at the present time.
Yeah, look, I mean, there's a huge distinction between what the governments do or what the, you know, the gangs who are involved in various places do and the people of that country. And we know that Cubans in the United States have been historically some of the strongest anti-communist voices in the United States. So the idea that there's some, you know, connection between some broader social trend or the you know, the governing party in a country and the specific people who want to come to the United States is just not borne out. It's just an inaccurate representation. We get a self-selected group from any country that comes, the people who are most likely to care about freedom and want to go through the legal process. Those people are the people that we should want and welcome. And in this case, I mean, we're talking about a ban on legal immigration, not just of random people from these countries, but primarily these are people who are family members of U.S. citizens, very close family members. In fact, about 150,000 over the next 3 years will be spouses and minor children of U.S. citizens and legal permanent residents. So these are not random people. These are people who have deep connections to Americans in the United States.
Yeah, the very reason I kind of thought it was too broad, but let me ask the question this way. How much, because of the previous 4 years and the manner in which a lot of people came across this border between ports of entry and then others where there was very little information taken down about who they were, almost no verification about who they were, that end up in the interior of the country. How much of a scenario now has been created as a result of that that has really been a disruptor to the traditional immigration system?
Well, we're really talking about things that operate on completely different tracks. I mean, they're handled by different agencies. I would say, yes, there's been some interaction there, but it's pretty minimal. And at this point, there's almost no one crossing the border illegally, as we know. So I don't see that as a basis for banning legal immigration going forward. We want to encourage people to come to this country the legal way. And if we just basically say there's no way you can come to the United States at all, regardless of who you are, except illegally, I mean, that's not really the right message either. And of course, the impact that this is going to have on those Americans that I talked about is, it's really acute. I mean, you're talking about, you know, the most important relationships in our lives being affected by this. So I don't see that as really a basis for it. I think we can both walk and chew gum at the same time, as the saying goes. We can secure the border and have a legal immigration system that works and provides a disincentive for going forward for people who want to think about crossing the border illegally. Well, try the legal immigration system first. You know, that should be your primary way of coming to the United States.
Now, do you find any consistency amongst the countries that were banned of some practice? Like, I know there's a number of countries that will grant a visa, will grant a passport in the name of that country where you're not even required to reside in that country.
No, not really. If you look at the list, it's a real hodgepodge of different countries. I mean, the main thing that they cite for these countries are overstay rates for, you know, people who are given temporary visas to travel to the United States. But the ban, the most complete ban, is for people who are coming permanently, who are, you know, spouses of American citizens and so on. So it doesn't really, it looks like they just kind of took the overstay rate, said all these people, you know, they have higher than average overstay rates from these countries, so we're just going to ban all of those countries. But that, again, like I said, doesn't have any applicability to the, permanent legal immigration system. And, you know, there's more, I would argue, more narrowly tailored ways of addressing those overstay rates. You should just scrutinize applications more as opposed to just banning the entire country, which, you know, I think is, again, you can improve the system without just ending the system, which I think is, you know, what they're really talking about here.
Yeah. Well, there's no question that every agency, well, you tell me what your thoughts are, within ICE and Border Patrol and others, that they're all stressed to the max, right? I mean, and that's part of the issue that I was trying to articulate earlier. Because of the way that they're addressing the way that folks came over, it's been like an all hands on deck, putting a lot of assets and resources in a very proactive way out there on the streets of our country, which is, I think, you know, really hurting other areas of immigration, right, wrong, or indifferent. I think it's probably absolutely wrong. I think if we're going to allow 1 million to 1.3 million into this country, as we've done legally for a long, long time, we should continue that process during this period of time and not thwart it because it's the only way that you send a consistent message, in my view, that you're just not anti-immigration totally, right?
Yeah, if you look at this, I mean, most of this is being handled by the State Department at consulates around the world where people go and they apply for a visa and they get interviewed there. So, I don't really see the nexus to the illegal immigration stuff. Obviously, that's an issue. We need to address it. But when it comes to the legal immigration process, you know, it is actually, like you said, it's a disincentive for people to cross the border illegally if they know at least there's an opportunity there, at least there's some way for me to come legally in the future. Maybe I won't cross the border. Now, I would argue that system is too limited as it is. I mean, that's part of the reason why we had illegal immigration for the last 30, 40 years is because that system is not really designed around the market and sort of filling the needs that we have in the marketplace for immigrant workers. And so the system as it was insufficient, and now we don't have any system at all, at least for these 40 countries. And, that's going to have some long-term effects, both for our population and our economy, but also for illegal immigration.
David, if you would, for the benefit of the listening audience, your thoughts on that, you know, what the market is demanding as it relates to immigration. I somewhat refer to it loosely as economic credentialing. You know, looking at what we need here, making sure that we're aligning our needs to the immigrants that are actually coming in, and that they're in a position where they can show and prove that they're going to be able to support themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that's what the lesson of the last 4 years is. We had a huge amount of people come. It was driven by markets. It was driven by demand for labor in certain sectors. And overwhelmingly, we know what those sectors are. We're talking about year-round jobs, not requiring a college degree, doing very difficult manual labor work. Those jobs, that's where the immigrants went. That's where there were huge numbers of job openings during 2021, 2022, 2023. That's what funded all the people coming across the border. They borrowed against their future earnings in order to get here. So it was a market phenomenon. There was demand. They filled these jobs. Now, of course, some of those people ended up in New York City shelters because New York City advertised that to the world. So, you know, I don't support that, understand that. But they were told, those same people were told, you can't work legally until you go through this whole asylum process. So the chaos that we saw under the Biden administration was a direct consequence of not having any legal way for employers to hire people in these types of jobs that they were coming to fill. And it all got diverted into the asylum system and illegal immigration. And so we need a system that focuses on market demand and identifying those positions where people are actually needed.
Yeah, no doubt. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate your time, your insight. And I know this is something that's going to continue on. It seems as though this administration is locked in on it for the time being anyway, so we'll see what's up next.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. That's David Beard, Director, Immigration Studies at the Cato Institute. We'll be right back, folks.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Stay with us. And, of course, the hate mail comes in, and that's okay because you hear what you want to hear, right? I don't have anything against these folks. I totally understand why they're coming to the country. The fact of the matter is, though, what we're doing here locally and around this country in trying to facilitate and provide workarounds and hiding them in churches and doing this and doing that is not making the situation any better. In fact, to the contrary, it's making it worse. Because the only people that can change any of what's going on right now, and that's why I brought up the deportation with the in absentia orders, is that they don't have the luxury or the discretion to say no as the officer out on the street. They have to pick those individuals up. But none of those folks are responsible for passing the laws. It's Congress. There's no mayor. There's no town clerk. There's no governor. There's no anybody that can say or do anything that's going to move the needle one iota or the other as it relates to the execution of immigration law. That's up to Congress. So if there are things that you don't like, call your congressman. Don't take out your anger on Border Patrol. They're doing what they were sworn in to do. Or Customs. Or Immigration. Or anybody else. Because when they raise their right hand and they take the oath to support the laws and the Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution and laws of the state that they reside in. And the ordinances and laws of the county or parish where they reside. They don't get to pick and choose. They don't have a list. These are the ones I like. These are the good ones. They're on the nice list. And all of these others are on the naughty list. I don't like those. They're naughty. So therefore, I get to turn my back on those laws. You don't want it to work that way. That's how a third world country operates. So if you want to affect change, call Congress. But there are a lot of downstream implications of these laws that the mainstream media and others just aren't telling you about. And they're helping fuel the anger against your officers that are out there making a lot of sacrifices and putting their lives at risk, as though they're the ones that are going above and beyond trying to do certain things and make this happen, when they're reacting. 99.9% of what law enforcement does is reactionary to something that somebody else is doing. You try to secrete yourself, they're going to work harder to find you. Don't complain about wanting due process if you're hiding from due process. We'll be right back. Folks, when we come back, we're going to visit with Craig Jackamon, owner of Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. If you have a question about generators, 504-260-1870. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.